Welcome to Watchfire Music's Theater of the Imagination. We recommend a pair of good headphones and your favorite easy chair, where you can sit back, close your eyes, and immerse yourself in all three series of this podcast: Scattershot Symphony, Having a Talk with God, and Rosemary and Thyme, the podcast musical. And now, let us begin.
Welcome to Theater of the Imagination. Take a morning walk with Thyme to her favorite place on Earth and eavesdrop on her communion with her very special friend.
Top of the morning to you, God.
Well, you're sounding very British this morning, Thyme.
Quite honestly, I don't know what I am. I'm trying to be something I'm not, but I don't even know what I'm not.
Come again?
Well, you know what I mean.
I do?
Well, yeah. Here I am, living out here on the prairie in this old ramshackle house, mostly by myself. Don't even know my own pa. He's been gone most of my life, leaving me to take care of a woman who ain't even half here more than half the time.
Ah, Mama. Ah, yes. Maybelle Quinn. I was wondering when we might get around to talking about your mama. Sounds like you're reaching a point of frustration.
You can say that again.
I won't.
Oh, come on, God. That's just an expression.
Well, be careful what you're expressing. Right now, you're feeling frustrated. And I am feeling for you, Thyme. I understand. You carry quite a load, taking such good care of that good woman.
Well, you know, in all this time, she's never said a word. Hardly a peep has come out of her mouth in all these years since Daddy left. Sometimes I hear her moaning in her bed at night, but it's just the sorriest of sounds spilling out of her. It breaks my heart. She's been sitting there by that front window all this time waiting for him to come on home like he left yesterday instead of 17 years ago.
I know. She's as lost as any of my children. Just having the hardest time figuring things out.
Can't you do anything to help her?
No, she doesn't want to hear a word from me. It's as if she's just given up on the whole subject of words.
Well, she listens to me. I tell her when to eat, and when to go to sleep, and when to pray, and when to go to the bathroom, and she's, thank God, capable of doing all that stuff. So I know she ain't comatose. But she's mostly hardly there.
Mostly hardly, huh?
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes, I do, Thyme. Yes, I do.
You think she's going to be this way forever?
I guess that's up to her, Thyme. Maybe she'll talk when she has something to say.
Well, she laughs and she weeps and she moans, and that's about it. I wouldn't even call it a laugh, just a little chuckle here and there. Lizzie makes her smile, and sometimes even a little giggle comes out of her when Lizzie comes over and tells her one of her dirty jokes. I swear, Lizzie must know at least 100 dirty jokes. I don't know where she gets them, but she knows them. And Mama's eyes always light up when Lizzie arrives. I read to her from the Bible, but get no reaction from her at all. I can't even tell if she's listening. She's so far away.
Yeah. Maybelle Quinn, one of the lost souls.
You think she's lost her soul, God?
No, Thyme. You can't lose your soul. You are your soul. That's who you really are. Your soul. Sometimes it can just get misplaced. Like losing a sock in the dryer. You know, you put it in there, but for the life of you, you can't find it. I mean, it just didn't get up on its own and walk out of the house now, did it? It's here someplace. One day, you'll find it. Under the bed or often in the unlikeliest of places.
Man, you are good at getting to the heart of the matter, ain't you? Comparing your soul with a lost sock.
Well, sometimes the most difficult of problems need the simplest of answers.
I guess I gotta be more patient, huh?
Well, you know, one day the wall was up, the next day it came down. Nobody ever expected that.
What in the world is you talking about now, God?
The Berlin Wall. One day up, the next day, they started tearing it down.
You made that happen?
I made it possible. People made it happen.
Oh, there's hope for Mama?
Always time. Always.
I ain't feeling so frustrated no more.
I know.
Sure, I'm glad we have these talks. Makes living worthwhile.
For me too, time. For me too.
Well, I'm going to go back home now and see if I can find my lost sock.
You do that, time. Don't forget to check in the kitchen. It may have wandered out there when no one was looking.
You're a funny god, you know.
I try, time. I try.
Did you enjoy this episode? If so, check out the show notes and follow the link to subscribe to Theater of the Imagination. There, you can unlock access to its treasure chest of inspirational entertainment and a world of exciting creativity.